1. Myths from his father. In Dreams from My Father, Barack Obama paints a heroic picture of his father as a simple goat herd who emerged from a poor Kenyan village to become a Harvard-educated economist and then returned to Africa to fulfill his destiny. Unfortunately, the reality is much bleaker than the tall tale Obama spins in his book. Barack Obama Sr., Obama's father, was a polygamist who had already abandoned one wife and child in Africa when he met Obama's mother in Hawaii. After being educated at Harvard, Obama Sr. returned to Africa, abandoning Barack and his mother to live the life of a chronic alcoholic. He ultimately killed himself in his second drink-induced car accident, driving drunk on the streets of Nairobi. The truth was first disclosed by London's Daily Mail in a January 2007 exposé. A drunk and a bigot, what the U.S. presidential hopeful hasn't said about his father. Sharon Churcher, the author of the piece, confirmed in a telephone interview from London that as far as she knows, her original report remains accurate. Obama begins Dreams for My Father with a scene from 1982, when Obama, having just turned 21 a few months earlier, is shaken in his New York apartment by a phone call from Africa telling him his father has been killed in a car accident. The narrative omits that Obama Sr. killed himself driving drunk. A few pages later, Obama traces his father's history in Kenya back to the time his father herded goats while attending the local British colonial school. Obama proudly tells the reader his father joined the first large wave of Africans to be sent forth to master Western technology and bring it back to forge a new modern Africa. Again, Obama carefully omits the underside of the story, that when his father headed off at age 23 to a university education in Hawaii, he was abandoning an African girl named Kezia, whom he had married at age 18. Nor does Obama mention that Kezia was then pregnant with his father's first child.